adventure, fun, and fantasy are waiting on the shelf. A story's so much better with a friend than by yourself. The cover picture is a doorway to another land. So gather round and let the story take us by the hand. We're telling tales with friends, and we've got plans for you. Gaga's playing Goldilocks, this bear is peekaboo. Here's Tilly, Larry, and our Harry, great to have you all. Stories are for everyone, the young, old, big, and small. Tales and Friends. Pinocchio. Pinocchio is played by Harry the Bunny. Geppetto is played by Hug. The fairy is played by Giggs. Once upon a time, there was a wondrous old woodworker named Geppetto who didn't have any children. But he wanted one so badly that he took a freshly cut piece of wood and carved a puppet that looked just like a boy. That night, he went to sleep and dreamt that his puppet would turn into a real boy and be his son. As he slept, a friendly fairy fluttered by and decided to help Geppetto. She flew over the puppet and sprinkled magic powder over its head. The next morning, while Geppetto was making breakfast, the wooden puppet began to talk. Geppetto couldn't believe it. Then the puppet began to move. It even started dancing. Geppetto was so happy that even though the puppet was made out of wood, he decided to treat him like a real boy. He named him Pinocchio and sent him to school to learn to read and write. But before Pinocchio left, Geppetto warned him to be careful. He must go right to school and then come right back home. Pinocchio smiled, said okay, and happily hopped off to school, leaving Geppetto waving at the door. On his way to school, Pinocchio saw a group of children having fun on the playground. He remembered what Geppetto had told him, go right to school and then come right home. But the kids were laughing and playing and having so much fun that Pinocchio decided to join them for just a minute. This was the first time Pinocchio ever played, and he loved it. In fact, Pinocchio was having so much fun playing that he forgot all about school. Just then, he heard a bell ring. It was school letting out. He had promised Geppetto that he'd go to school. What was he going to do? When Pinocchio got home, Geppetto was very happy to see him and asked him how his first day at school went. Pinocchio was too embarrassed, so he lied and said that it went great. Right at that moment, Pinocchio's nose grew longer. But Geppetto was so excited that he didn't notice that Pinocchio's nose was growing. Instead, he ran off to his workshop to make Pinocchio a brand new wooden pencil box to take to school the next day. "Do you like your teacher?" Geppetto asked as he started working. "Yes, I do," said Pinocchio, lying again. And just like before, his nose grew even more. Pinocchio didn't understand what was happening. Could his nose be growing because he was lying? He went to the mirror, and when he saw his long nose, he started to cry. Geppetto heard the crying and came immediately.
"What happened?"
he asked.
"Something is wrong with my nose,"
sobbed Pinocchio. Geppetto looked closer and saw Pinocchio's long nose.
"Don't worry," said Geppetto and hugged Pinocchio. "I will help you and everything will be all right."
Pinocchio saw how much his father cared for him and was ashamed that he didn't tell him the truth. In a quiet voice, Pinocchio admitted that he was lying and didn't go to school. As he told the truth, his nose got smaller and smaller until it was back to its original size. Geppetto wiped the tears from Pinocchio's cheeks and thanked him for telling the truth. A sparkling ray of light came through the window, and the fairy appeared. She said that because Pinocchio decided to tell the truth, he had earned the right to become a real boy. the fairy waved her wand and in a burst of magical dust transformed Pinocchio into a real live boy. Pinocchio looked down at his arms and legs and saw they were no longer wood. Geppetto couldn't believe his eyes. He finally had a real boy for a son. Geppetto jumped to his feet, and together with Pinocchio, they started dancing and singing. Even the fairy joined in. From that day on, Pinocchio always told the truth, and he and Geppetto lived happily ever after. The end.